welcome back to Blue Skies and Green Pastures. I'm your host, Paula Adams. Hope you're having a good day today. Today is May 17th, 2023, the day before my 32nd wedding anniversary to my wonderful husband, John, and looking forward to a little trip to the beach this weekend to celebrate our anniversary. But I thought I would put out a quick episode for y'all. I am currently working on a book that is still evolving, but the topic is going to be about science and technology and artificial intelligence, but it's going to have a lot of history in it, especially history from like the past 150 years. Showing the development of those things, the development of science and technology, and how this has affected our beliefs about God and, you know, what's happening now in our culture with AI and all that. And so this book has been sparking a lot of, you know, thought on my part, because that's how I write. I just write, and as I write, I come up with ideas, and it's like a really interesting process of discovery. And so I'm learning so many things about science and the history of science and how science is, you know, science and philosophy are very intertwined, and they used to be very, you know, science used to be very close with religion. And when I say religion, I mean, you know, not everyone had the same beliefs, but most of the early scientists believed in God at some level. You know, they may not have been, you know, the same type of denomination as you, but they believed in God. And it was only later that this changed. And you know, if you've ever thought about this topic, you can probably guess when that happened. And it happened partially during the Enlightenment, when people started breaking away from the church, because the church was kind of controlling what people could do in science. And so there was sort of a rebellion against you know, having any kind of religious control over scientific research and stuff. But that wasn't really the breaking point. The breaking point really didn't come until the age of Darwin. And Darwin wasn't the only one. Francis Galton was really a more important figure, but not many people know his name. But it was sort of that era where academia decided that science was the final authority. And when Darwin and Galton and other scientists along at that same time, because this wasn't just one person or two people, this was like an era where people were starting to think that they could figure things out apart from any kind of belief in God, and they wanted to do that. They wanted to turn their back on God. And, you know, I can't tell you why that happened. It was just a time in history. But anyway, so Darwin came along, and during that same time period is when Marx was very popular, and Freud also. So they were sort of the three of the important influences on academia, you know, the colleges, the journals, and all these people basically were sitting around talking about these subjects and deciding, you know, yeah, we don't need any kind of like unknowable God to explain. We just need to keep studying, and we will figure this all out with our super smart brains. Well, the interesting thing that I have learned through my studies over the past month or so is that scientists actually have discovered some things in the 20s. And I mean, really, like, there's a lot, have been a lot of discoveries that most of us really haven't heard about. It's like they don't want you to know. And if when you when I started researching this even more, these discoveries that point to an intelligent designer, which, you know, some scientists are still unwilling to say that that's God, while others have actually converted fully from atheist to Christians. You know, this is not just a few people. All of these, I'm going to tell you three different evidences for intelligent designs. But this stuff has been going on for years, but they don't want the public to know about it. If it's mentioned at all, it is stated in such a way that implies that there is some other explanation for this information that I'm fixing to tell you. But, you know, anyone who is not being stubbornly resistant to the belief in God will automatically see, well, this is obvious. You know, if you already believe in God, then when you see these things, then you're like, of course there's a God, an evolution or randomness. The Big Bang theory of the origin of life is just silly. And but the here is the interesting thing is that if you go on Amazon, you will find multiple books that talk about this that I've never even heard of, and probably you haven't either, because most of us don't go looking for it. But like I said, when I'm researching for a book, I often learn so much that I didn't even know was true or, you know, existed. So I discovered, for example, just today, I was just scrolling around on YouTube and I discovered this group called Discovery Science. And they have all these scientists that believe in intelligent design, or they're, you know, actually Christians, or they at least admit that there's a lot of evidence that there's probably, you know, could be an intelligent designer. And so that channel is really good. It's called Discovery Science. It's on YouTube. I highly suggest it. I highly recommend it. But that's not the only one. There's plenty of other channels. So then I was looking up some of the books that they were talking about, and I just discovered all these books. But before I tell you the names of the books, let me go back to the evidence for intelligent design. So one of them was back in the 20s when the Hubble telescope was able to make some discoveries that had been impossible before the building of the telescope. And these discoveries proved that the universe had a beginning. Okay, so that was number one. And then the second part was that the universe is finely tuned to support life, and it has been that way since the beginning. And I will try to give you some more details on that, but basically, the facts have been proven by physicists that if things were not the way they are, precisely, that life could not exist. And so there are these things called constants, and they're mathematical numbers that are used to explain all the different stuff in physics. And those numbers are like extremely precise, down to, you know, hundreds of digits or something like that. And if it wasn't like that, there would be no life on Earth. There would be no anything. So these constants are what we call fine-tuning. And the third one is that when they were able to crack, you know, when they were able to research DNA, they discovered that it was like a digital code that was very similar to like programming code of a computer, except extremely more complex. And, you know, we all know that a computer code has a programmer. So somebody had to program this DNA because it is so complex that there is no way that it could just happen by chance. Now, there's still plenty of, you know, scientists who just like deny all this evidence. And that's why most of you have probably never even heard about these things. And I think that's a really good question that I'm trying to explore is who, other than Satan himself, who are these people that are suppressing this information? And, you know, why? And for so long? I mean, it has to be a supernatural evil that would do such a thing. Because otherwise, if everyone knew, well, I mean, you know, the evidence is around us all. And if, but people who don't know God yet, you know, you might be able to convince them if you stop telling them that evolution is true and show them some of this evidence. I mean, one of the videos I watched talked about how the pressure in colleges to get kids to stop believing in creation by bombarding them with evolutionary biology is so strong that kids like get depressed. They decide that there's nothing worth living for. They kill themselves. I mean, it's a terrible thing. And yet these professors are willing to do it. I mean, who would do that to someone? Who would purposely destroy someone's meaning in life? And it's just, it's pure evil. So, you know, I just want to say that I am like so thankful that never happened to me when I was in college. You know, I always believed in God and I didn't take any evolutionary biology courses. But I think the pressure is way stronger now. But anyway, I want to share some of the names of these books that you can find on Amazon. And I just wrote down the name and the author. Okay, so the one video that I watched was by a man named Stephen Meyer. And he wrote several books. And one of them was called The Return of the God Hypothesis, Three Scientific Discoveries That Reveal the Mind Behind the Universe. So those were the three discoveries that I listed earlier. But the interesting thing was I had already discovered this information about the fine-tuning when I was reading about physics, you know, a few weeks ago. And I just keep coming across that in my research. You know, it's everywhere. And then I was watching another video by a man named Eric Heiden, also on that Discovery channel. And he wrote he wrote a book called Canceled Science. And he had a class, he was a professor, where he taught the boundaries of science. And I think there were freshmen. And, you know, he tried to show them that science could not explain everything about the world, that there were limits to what science can explain. And, you know, he is a physicist, so he was really smart and also a Christian. And he was persecuted by atheists for teaching that class, but he stuck by his faith. And that was a really good video, so I recommend that one. And then another one was called Believing is Seeing by a scientist named Michael Gielen, who the more he learned about science, the more he believed in God. You know, he started out as an atheist. And then there's another guy who I guess might be kind of famous. He's written a lot of books. Michael Behe, B-E-H-E. I don't know how to pronounce that. And he wrote many books, and one of them is called Darwin Devolves. And then another guy wrote The Deniable Darwin, and he was a scientist named David Berlinski. And then another guy wrote Cosmic Chemistry, and his name is John Lennox. And he wrote about how, you know, faith and science are compatible. And then Christian Bandeya wrote The God of the Details, The Scientific Cover-Up of Intelligent Design. And he wasn't necessarily a scientist. He was more of a journalist who wrote a book about what I'm telling you right now about this, you know, suppression of information. So I would like to read that one. And then Michael Denton wrote a series of books that look really good. They might be good for kids, I'm not sure, or, you know, maybe like homeschooling. And he wrote The Miracle of Man, The Fine-Tuning of Nature for Human Existence, The Miracle of the Cell, The Wonder of Water, Water's Profound Fitness for Life on Earth and Mankind, and Children of Light, The Astonishing Properties of Sunlight That Make Us Possible. And I think there was one more. And Firemakers, How Humans Were Designed to Harness Fire and Transform Our Planet. So that sounds pretty interesting. So let me go back to... the finely tuned universe. So a finely tuned universe is the idea that the laws of nature and the initial conditions of the universe were so finely tuned that it couldn't have just happened. And the constant that I was telling you about is called the fine structure constant and the gravitational constant, and there's also quite a few others. But the fine structure constant was discovered in 1916. The gravitational constant was discovered first in 1798, so it's not even new. But these constants are very important to the existence of life on Earth. So as we think about, you know, AI and other technology, I think it's important to remember that scientists don't know everything. And when they start spouting off, you know, predictions or claims about technology in the future, we need to remember that they are very often wrong. Oh, and so in my book, I was also writing a thing, a chapter about alchemy. And alchemy is pretty interesting. It's like pre-science or pre-chemistry. Well, my dog's going to bark, so I'm going to go ahead and end this, and maybe I'll do a second one on alchemy later. So have a great weekend. Bye.